The next patient is Mr. Hardy Tate. The last name is T-A-T-E. This is the clinical case of a 71-year-old African-American male that is following the practice because of the CKD stage 3A. This patient has nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, diabetes, and hyperlipidemia. He used to smoke in the past, period. This patient was placed on Rybelsus. R-Y-B-L-S-U-S. 3 milligrams daily for a month. And now it's on 7 milligrams PO daily. And the patient has lost 22 pounds of body weight. He's extremely happy. In the laboratory workup, the serum creatinine went down to 1.5. The estimated GFR is 68 mLs per minute. Unfortunately, we have urine sample. Unfortunately, we were not able to obtain a urine sample. The patient was unable to give the sample because by the time the patient went to the lab, he couldn't urinate. Number two, diabetes mellitus. With the treatment that he received, the change in the diet, the hemoglobin A1C had changed from 9 to 7.9. It's a lot of encouragement, and the patient is determined to increase the activity in order to get a better outcome. Following number hyperlipidemia on a statin. Following number, the patient that has diabetic neuropathy but with improvement. Following number vitamin D deficiency, the patient is going to be increased to 5,000 units of vitamin D3 on a daily basis. The patient will continue to work pending is the result of the protein creatinine ratio in order to establish the proteinuria. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 6 minutes in the documentation in the EMR.